the Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite. We had a great discussion yesterday with Rick Bucher from ESPN Magazine and Seth Joyner about coaches that somehow, in the midst of what we might call a culture of infidelity, having a little fun with that, those coaches that can create in a matter of weeks and months a sense of loyalty where players will make it more important than just a dollar, just a career. They look at it as a sacrifice, even of their bodies. Those are the coaches that will be successful. So we're going to talk about that interesting triangle of players, media, and coaches. We'll start off with a fun one today, which is Michael Strahan and what he said yesterday. I thought it would be fun to play that.
Part so I can see your face. If you are a responsible journalist and looking in the eye asking this question, please, the way that you want to ask it, come here. Look a man in the eye before you try to kill him or make up something. Look him in the eye.
Huck still says you haven't spoken with him about your comments on WFAN. Is that true?
I haven't spoken to you about him.
Have you spoken with him?
I've spoken to Plexico. I spoke with Plexico in the team meeting as well.
Did you do it
after? Do you think one play by Plexico lost us the game? No. You think interception by Eli lost us the game? No. You think a tackle by Kiwanuka left us the game? No. Is that what I expressed to the team? Yes. Those things didn't lose us the game. But the fact of the matter is we're 6-5. We lost 3 games in a row. What do you want us to do? Put our heads down and go into a corner? We don't do that. We're men. We get back. We practice hard. We prepare to play to win. Don't prepare to come in and have someone who wants to take a comment and try to divide teammates in a way that it just disrupts this team because we don't have that division here. So if you want to come here with a negative, you're coming to the wrong guy because I'm not a negative guy. I don't kill my teammates. I'm a man, and I talk to my teammates. So if you're going to talk to me, don't stand in the back behind 10 other people. You come here and you look me in the eye. And when you look me in the eye, you ask me a question. Ask me a question in the appropriate manner. If you're going to ask Plexico about something, you ask him in the appropriate way. Not the negative way as it seems like I'm attacking my teammate, because I don't do that.
He says right? You haven't spoken with him since the FAN comments. Is that true?
If I had spoken with him, I wouldn't tell you that I spoke to him. I'm glad ESPN is listening to WFAN.
That's our good friend Michael Strahan. When we come back, we're going to talk about media, players, coaches on Head Games Radio with Michael Wilbon. You're listening to Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline.
The holiday season is approaching, and Tickets Now knows exactly what to give the special person in your life. Event tickets. Tickets Now has over 2 million tickets to the hottest sports, concert, and theater events in North America, and each one of them make excellent holiday gifts. Not sure what tickets to give? Give them a Tickets Now gift card, redeemable for any purchase at TicketsNow.com. Tickets Now gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Remember, Tickets Now guarantees every transaction with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out for yourself today at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com. TicketsNow.com. TicketsNow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Hey, this is Patrick Morrow, and do you realize there's at least one video game console in one out of every four houses in America? For better or for worse, video games have become an assumed part of our lives, and that's why I do a video game radio show. Join me for my video game review Sunday nights at midnight in the East, 9 on the West Coast. You'll get the latest news and hear from gaming journalists, developers, and celebrities. That's the Patrick Morrow Video Game Review on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio, Stream 122.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information. So register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out headgamesradio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
George Rosen III from the renowned Hallmark Institute of Photography.
If you are like many of our incoming students, you're wondering if now's the time to make an important change in your life. If you're serious about a career in which you can earn a living and be happy, and photography is your passion, our 10-month intensive program is your ticket to change. Don't wait any longer. Visit us at hallmark.edu. I'm George Rosen III, president of Hallmark Institute of Photography, where our mission is your success.
Hallmark Institute of Photography, 413-863-2478.
We know who's selling drugs in our community, but we never say anything to them. And if a white guy was to come into our community and sell drugs, we'd probably kill him.
That was that shy friend of ours, Charles Barkley. Michael, how are you?
Nursing a cold, Nick, but I'm good. You know, I knew that Michael, was only one voice, and one of the few people in the culture in the world of sports who's willing to express the tough opinion. That's one of the million reasons I love Charles.
And that's what we're going to talk about today with Michael Wilbon from PTI, the best sports talk show on television on the planet. And I ain't joking. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Listen, let's first talk about why you think Charles is that rare commodity, because we're going to go to Michael Strahan and his comments. I experienced that firsthand. I'm going to talk about that in more detail in a second with regard to the New York media. And you and I have joked about the New York media, ESPN's preoccupation with Boston and New York stuff, of course, the Yankees and the Red Sox. But let's first start with Charles. What makes Charles different that he has the guts to express his opinion and live by it?
Well, and those are the two things, Nick. First of all, he cares enough to have an opinion on things that are not particularly sports related. I mean, Charles is one of those guys that I may get a phone call from at 1 o'clock in the morning because something has outraged him that he has seen. It could be watching the Discovery Channel. It could be reading some political, piece of mail that he got. It could be something that has happened socially or culturally, particularly if it's happened in a community that Charles has some interest in. And it's one, having a curiosity, and two, caring enough to say what you need and feel to say without worrying about the consequences. And some people will say, well, Charles has said too many things without worrying about the consequences. I say just the opposite. Charles will say things he does consider the consequences, and he may say them anyway. And that's, I just think that you have to have the courage of your convictions to say those things, and you have to have even more courage sometimes to stick by them when you face some withering criticism. And Charles is one of the few people in any walk of life who will do that.
And we're talking with Michael Wilbon from ESPN, and you're facing the consequences of having to deal with your throat. I apologize, buddy. I can
hear okay.
The pain in your voice, but listen.
I got to figure out how I'm going to do a television show later today for a half an hour. I haven't figured that out quite yet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to tell you about what happened to me. When a team is losing in sports, you've seen it before, the vultures circle, and it's interesting to see who goes for the jugular and who is able to try to step back just a half step and see the bigger picture as well. So, of course, they're looking for who's going to start backstabbing who. And I remember I was on with Chet Kopic, who's been in sports covering on television and radio for many years, and I was asked a response from Deacon Jones when we were mired at the Jets. This is back in 1995, and we were in the midst, 96. We're mired in the middle of an 0-8 record, and the previous year we had the worst record in the NFL, and I'm just a lowly kicker trying to do my best. And I was asked, what do you think about Deacon Jones' response to what he thought should happen with the Jets with Richie Kotite as a coach? And Deacon Jones said, in his inimitable way, I'd take a helmet if I was the coach, and I'd shove it up somebody's butt. So he asked me, what do you think Congressman Lowry, Chet Kopic, did? And I said, you know what? What I was trying to say was, we are losing. And when you're losing, you have to do whatever it takes, including peeling off a layer of skin. The idea was, you know, no matter how excruciating it is, when you're doing that poorly, you've got to find a way to commit. Somehow that interview was twisted into some indirect criticism of the team. Now, listen to Michael Strahan talking about what's happened. They've lost three games. They're 6-5. They aren't out of it, but they're in New York. High expectations. They definitely lost a game they should have won last week. Here's Michael Strahan.
Can't portray that way because that's the way you guys portray them. We've lost three games in a row. You're not going to do anything positive. That's not how you guys operate. You don't sell papers by being positive, okay? You just don't, especially when teams lost three games in a row. You don't sell paper by being positive. I read papers. I read papers every day. I read you guys every day. And you know the difference between me reading your papers now and me reading your papers 10 years ago is that now I know when I read it. 10 years ago, I didn't know when I read it. So now I can read your paper. It doesn't bother me because half is garbage. The only thing that bothers me is the fact that you mislead people outside this locker room when you guys spend more time with us than we damn near spend with ourselves sometimes.
That's Michael Strahan, and you've seen it happen before, Michael. How on earth do you make sure you don't fall into that trap as the journalist who is just another vulture?
Well, I don't think we, just like players don't think about what's coming from the outside when they're trying to get out of a three-game losing streak, I don't consider what somebody might think of me other than, you know, myself, what my standards are. When a team like the Redskins, we can do that. We can take it right here, Nick, in your hometown area and where I live and work at the Washington Post. You know, there's nothing much positive to say about the Washington Redskins now. I understand Michael Strahan's frustration perfectly, and I understand the frustration of I'm a bad loser, Nick, and I compete at a lot of things. So I can only imagine what I would be feeling and how I would be lashing out if I lost three straight to my brother in golf right now. So when you're in a professional situation, and particularly as you have outlined when you're in New York, you're going to be frustrated. That is not my responsibility. My responsibility is to my readers. Now, the responsibilities the Washington Post feels are going to be different than the responsibility the New York Post feels. We're not the same news organizations. I may be looking, it's going to be a lot less flippant, it's going to be a lot less sarcastic, it's going to be a lot less snide. You know, I will write a critical column about somebody, but it's a different critical column than is going to be written in New York. That's just the way of the world. It's the way of New York City. You and I have talked a million times, and I've told you I'd love to be in New York City. I would not want to work in New York City for some of the reasons we're talking about now. But it's our job to be, if we're being, Michael Strahan's 100% right about this. If we're being positive when a team has lost three straight, when they've got injuries, when they're sniping at each other, and by the way, they have high-profile players who are in the media. Michael Strahan has his own show.
He's got his own radio show.
On his own radio show and his own, he's on television, and he's great at it. He's terrific at it. So Michael has these two sensitivities. But my sensitivity has got to be to my readers and trying to accurately reflect and insightfully comment on what is going on at that time. I'm not going to talk about how great the Redskins are when they are 3-4-7 and thought they were going to contend for a Super Bowl this year. So that's not how this end of the business works.
Let's talk about the Michael Vick article you wrote for yesterday's paper. I was in Washington yesterday, and I loved it, and it's so
thank you.
Indicative of what happens, because here's a guy who 3 years ago, and even just 3 weeks ago, was considered still the toast of the town, where anything he touched turned to gold, and people understand that he is supremely talented, and yet in the midst of this losing streak of their own, suddenly he loses it. Tell us about what the message you're trying to convey in that article.
I think part of it is we rush to judgment so quickly, Nick, in terms of the public and media. Let me be critical of my profession now. When it comes to assessing what we think someone's career is going to be. And so when Michael Vick came out of college, we saw these extraordinary once-in-a-lifetime skills that people still haven't found a way to always connect to winning a football game. And I think what I was getting at is Michael Vick sometimes plays a whole lot better than his teammates. And maybe his teammates and maybe his coaches are not up to bringing the best out of him at all times. And I think there's some self-examination that has to go on in Atlanta about that. I also think it's difficult to coach him. That doesn't mean I'm agreeing with whoever City's a coach killer. It's difficult to coach him because we haven't seen that set of skills in a long time. And maybe you have all these factors, and maybe Michael isn't as receptive to some things as he ought to be. But I think to just sort of blanketly Michael Vick is a disappointment, it's just sort of a lazy, you know, discussion. I think it's a much better discussion, a much smarter discussion, to try to figure out what we've got here. And maybe, Nick, maybe he's not going to be the great iconic quarterback we thought. Maybe he's going to have peaks and valleys, and we just have to live with it.
We're going to talk with Michael Wilbon, one of the more thoughtful people covering sports, in our next segment, just for a couple minutes, Michael, because I want to save your voice, brother. I understand that. Then we'll be joined by John. John Clayton's going to ride in like the cavalry to save you, brother. We'll be right back with Michael Wilbon from PTI and then John Clayton from ESPN The Insider. You're listening to Head Games on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline.
Chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, because chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. Here's the number, 1-800-471-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. Call Matrix Direct now, 1-800-471-TERM, 1-800-471-TERM. That's 1-800-471-TERM. Call now.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4280. 800-995-4280.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24-7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio with Michael Wilbon, who is playing hurt, buddy. And that's when you know who you can count on, when you can play hurt, man.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, here's Rick Bucher, our friend who covers the NBA, talking about the difficulty when the media come into this wonderful triangle between players and coaches and media. Here's what happens.
Let's never forget, it's a business. But to have a successful team, you have to have the sense that it's a family. And that's the biggest challenge on both sides of the equation between players and coaches, is to understand it's a business. I need you to emotionally come together and trust each other and believe in each other, knowing at the same time that any one of us could be gone because of a business decision elsewhere.
So Michael, before we let you go, you look at this all the time, and somehow some coaches manage to hermetically seal their players from the emotional impact of being criticized and being skewered by the media. Who are the coaches you think that are able to build that sense of bond the best? Let's start first with the NBA.
Well, I think, interestingly enough, one of the coaches that does that doesn't even bother with worrying about sealing the team hermetically, and that's Phil Jackson. Phil uses the media to come right out and skewer his players. He wrote a book saying Kobe Bryant was, he just killed him. Well, who's his greatest relationship with right now? Kobe Bryant. I have, and Pat Riley has tended to do just the opposite. It worked, obviously, for Pat. But Phil Jackson's way of basically, and Chuck Daly was another one. He didn't worry about the concept of family. I mean, he did in terms of what they did physically and emotionally when they were together going about their business of playing the sport. But they didn't worry about any of that stuff. As a matter of fact, they tended to understand they could use the media to form some of the messages they wanted to get, not only to the general public, but to their players. And the Lakers have done this for years with Phil Jackson, and it hasn't, you know, it really didn't hurt them. Even when Shaq and Kobe were going at it, Phil managed to use it also to the team's, you know, usually to the team's advantage. So I think there are various ways of doing this. Bill Parcells has done it his way and been successful. As I mentioned, Phil Jackson has done it a completely different way and been successful his way.
Well, we're going to let you go, buddy, because I just can't stand the thought that you're going to be completely silent on PTI. You're going to be defenseless against Tony Kornheiser.
I'll come up with some miracle drugs before 5:30 Eastern, I promise.
Okay, brother. Appreciate it, Michael.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks for joining us. And speaking of somebody who knows this interesting triangle of the media and coaches and players, John Clayton, who covers the NFL like nobody else. He's our CIA guy. How are you, John?
Good, Nick. How are you?
Good. You know, just a week ago, people were really questioning the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, they were without, and you're up there in the Northwest, so I figured we'd start with that. You know, all of the criticisms of the team and the letdown, you've seen it in Pittsburgh, the other Super Bowl team in Seattle, without Hasselbeck, without Alexander. Suddenly, in the midst of that first half, Hasselbeck found himself in the midst of four ridiculous turnovers, and he, again, that team seems to be right back where they were.
Yeah, and I think that's the advantage that they've had, just like the Chicago Bears have. When you have an easy schedule, you have an ability to kind of correct the mistakes, survive problems, do the things that are necessary to at least try to get ready for a run in November and December. And so what they were able to do is that they missed six games without Sean Alexander. They patched the running game with Maurice Morris. It wasn't as good. Now it's back to where it needs to be, with Sean Alexander getting a 201-yard game against the Green Bay Packers with three starting offensive line changes. Now Matt Hasselbeck, you'll see him get better, because now that first half was his rusty half. He came back, played better in the second half, and will be able to play better against the Denver Broncos. And so now you can see that they're getting reinforcements and getting their starters back. They should be able to at least position themselves for either a second or third seed with either, you know, more than likely 11 wins, maybe 10 wins.
And it's all about timing. Same thing with Pittsburgh last year. You know, they had to win out. So, in reality, if you can get yourself ready for that last five games, you're in great shape. That's why I think Seattle really does have a shot. But how much of that running game do you think also with that turf there, which is not as bad, you know, because it's the longer new style turf. Even in the snow, though, don't you think that the running game was a little bit better just because of the snow conditions on Monday night?
I think it more so is just the fact that they had better blocking, a little bit more focus. I mean, you could see that, you know, maybe some of the slippage that was there because there was ice on the field, that maybe that hurt some of the Packer defensive linemen. I don't really think so, because I think you looked and you saw that the Seahawks defensive linemen did a good job of totally shutting down the Packer running game. So I think what it came down to was simple execution. They ran pretty much four basic run plays, but they ran them with the same type of zeal that they did last year. You know, most of the runs went to the left. That's Walter Jones's area. And then what Sean Alexander was able to do is cut back to the inside, and that's where they gained most of their yards. And so what they were able to do is kind of resurrect some of the things that they did last year when they had Walter Jones and Steve Hutchinson. Plus, they made a little bit of a substitution that helped, too. You know, they have Porkchop Womack, who's a good run blocker, in there, and then they kind of mixed at the left guard position with Rob Sims, who's a fourth-round choice out of Ohio State. He's even more physical, and so they've got a little bit more of a physical physical running presence on the left side, even though, again, they've not completely replaced Steve Hutchinson.
All I know is if your name is Porkchop, you better be able to block.
Boy, particularly against the run. I mean, if your name's Porkchop, you know, you kind of think that, you know, pass blocking, okay. But, boy, Porkchop, you better be able to run block.
Now, speaking of teams that are gaining players back for some reason, not just injury, San Diego, in turn, is well-positioned. My gosh, they were 4-0 without Sean Merriman, who I think had three sacks in that last game, sort of as a parting shot, or three shots. And I imagine that that angry young man is going to come back as efficient as ever. Tell us about what you think San Diego is going to do this last month.
Well, I mean, certainly the one thing that gives them a great position is now they've got a two-game lead. And really, only about three more weeks to play because everything's set up. If they can have a good game with Sean Merriman doing a three-sack game against J.P. Lossman, that'll get him to about 11.5 sacks and kind of increase his chances to be the defensive player a year. And that'll buy another week for Luis Castillo to come back and rejoin the team. I don't think he's going to be able to play this week because he still has that high ankle sprain, and it looks like it's a little bit iffy. And if the weather's not good in Buffalo, I don't think they're going to risk losing him to injury, particularly against the Buffalo team. But, you know, this is kind of the tune-up to get the defense back. The one thing that they did not have for the 4 weeks that they missed having both Castillo's and also not having Merriman is they didn't have a pass rush, and so that exposed the cornerbacks. Now they'll start getting the pass rush, and that gears up with the perfect timing to kind of have Sean get the rust off. They get ready for Denver and Kansas City at home, and then by that time, by December 17th, they can lock up the division for sure.
Have you ever seen an NFL season in your many years covering the NFL where so many young quarterbacks are playing such a pivotal role?
No. I mean, I honestly don't. I think it's good, and I think in some ways it's bad, but let's put it this way. As long as the young quarterbacks develop and get to the point where they're going to become good quarterbacks, that's good. Where I worry is what's happening in the NFC because, you know, AFC, there seems to be pretty good growth. I mean, you can see certainly that Phillip Rivers now is developing into an elite quarterback. You know, Drew Brees goes over to the NFC and is doing a good job for the Saints, but there's not many quarterbacks right now doing the same. Eli Manning having his growing pains, Rex Grossman having his growing pains. I'm sure Tony Romo's going to do that. And what's happening is that you're seeing some of the NFC quarterbacks, particularly the young ones, start to retreat a little bit. You know, Jake Delhomme, even though he's not a young quarterback, he's kind of hit a little bit of a wall right now. So how those guys overcome those problems, I think, are going to determine, you know, if the NFC is going to get better or worse. Right now it's kind of backsliding while the AFC is increasing their power.
If anybody's listening, I'm going to make a prediction right now. As I look at the statistics, 13 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions for Romo, I'm exactly with you, and I think Romo is due to have a period of a couple games of a letdown where teams show him something that he hasn't seen before, whatever, that it would be unprecedented to have a young quarterback like that, maybe Dan Marino, the one exception, to come in and be so flawless so quickly. Let's talk about Denver. And speaking of young quarterbacks, what do you think about that move? My belief is that Jake Plummer certainly has surprised me in that Tony Romo has shown more ability, as Bill Moss said a couple days ago, to be accurate without his feet set, something that it seems has escaped Brett Favre. But do you really think it's just Jake Plummer's fault when you look at the lack of talent surrounding him?
No, absolutely not. It's not his fault, but I think they had no choice but to make this move because you could see that this season was slipping away from him. And I know the record's 7-4, but Mike Shanahan's not worried about a wild card. He's worried about winning a division. And I think he realized with the offensive talent around Jake Plummer this year, they were going nowhere but backwards because certainly uncertainty at the running back position with Tatum Bell's toe injury and Mike Bell's inexperience. The loss of left tackle Matt Lepsis is understated because now what they have to do is keep Steven Alexander, the tight end, in more to block. That takes one guy out of the receiving routes. And Rod Smith clearly has lost the step to a point where I think that his starting days are just about ready to end. And so when you add all those things together, you know, you have less talent for Jake Plummer to work with, and that makes Jake Plummer an average pocket passing quarterback, where he's usually about 50%. So just to try to upgrade the talent level, going to Jay Cutler is probably a smart move. The only problem is, you know, he may make mistakes because he's not surrounded with the guys like Pittsburgh had in Roethlisberger to be able to cover for those mistakes.
Yeah, and Steven Alexander, with all due respect, is no Shannon Sharp. Here's Bill Moss.
You know, I'm not quite sure. Only time will tell. And, of course, there's the cover move in Denver as well. And you know, when a team is struggling offensively or record-wise, the most popular person in the whole town is the backup quarterback. Well, you know, that's not necessarily the case. And from what I see, the reason Romo is doing so good in Dallas is he's the only one of the struggling quarterbacks or the teams that have been struggling on the offense. He's the only one that is able to throw the ball while his feet are not planted.
That's Bill Moss from Fox. Last question in our last 30 seconds. What about this Art Shell story that there's some unnamed critic, not a coach, not a player, who's calling media people around the country and criticizing coaches?
Well, what they're looking at is apparently Art Shell and two at least papers have come out and said Mike Lombardi is the name that he's pointing to. I don't know if that's true or not true, but what it shows is there's a lot of disharmony in the Raider front office, and Art Shell being a loyal Raider is trying to weed some out if he indeed believes it to be true. We'll see what Al Davis does in trying to respond to it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, John Clayton. You're the best, my friend. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Anytime, bud.
Thank you, sir. When we come back, Todd McCullough, the Philadelphia 76ers on the NBA. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Petroni Vineyards produces the world's finest gold medal estate wines, prized by wine connoisseurs and enthusiasts. Experience Petroni Vineyards Paggio alla Pietra with its rich, seductive flavors. And Petroni Vineyards Tuscan-style extra virgin olive oil is prized by gourmets to create sumptuous recipes. To enjoy these culinary delights, visit PetroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today. PetroniVineyards.com.
Hey, motorsports fans, it's Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined. Join Lugnuts, Crash Gladys, Statman Carruthers, and myself each and every Saturday afternoon and Sunday nights on the Sports Byline USA Network. Saturday afternoons, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and then Sunday nights for the granddaddy, 10 to midnight Eastern, all right here on the Sports Byline USA Network. Off-road, open wheel, NASCAR to drag racing, you get the real deal with the Speed Freaks on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Well, I don't like to politicize it because it's not about being a Democrat or Republican. They both suck, to be honest with you.
And now, back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Welcome back to Head Games. I want to thank Michael Wilbon and John Clayton for giving us some interesting perspectives on the NFL and also some of those media brouhahas like the one with Michael Strahan. And Philadelphia My gosh, if there isn't a more concentrated, media-pressured environment in Philadelphia. Allen Iverson knows a little bit about it, and so does Todd McCullough. Todd, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell us how the 76ers are doing and where you think they're going from here. Early in the season, it's interesting how, almost like the NFL season, teams that you expect to be up have been down, teams that you haven't expected have been doing better.
I guess that's why you that's why you play the games. We're 5-9 right now, definitely not where we want to be. We're only a half game back of leading the division, so goal would be to win the division and get that three seed in the playoffs is what they'd be looking for.
So you guys something like 2-9 or something. What's the biggest missing link for Philadelphia right now?
We're 5-9. Missing link, just consistency. We've had pretty.
I know
good,
you won your first three games, but since then you've had some issues.
Yeah, definitely. Part of the problem, Chris Webber's been out with a back injury, and that's where Stephen Hunter was out for a bit. Just not able to play consistently for 48 minutes. Allen's had some big games. He had 45 the other night against Miami and had a big game before that. So some pretty good individual performances. Kyle Korver started off shooting the ball great. He's just had less touches recently, and Andre Iguodala is great some nights and some nights not as productive.
And you've had a chance to get a look at some of the new-look teams. What about Chicago with Big Ben?
They're, surprising. I was a little surprised to hear when Ben signed with them, and I thought that was really going to elevate the Bulls into, elite status in the East, and I think a lot of other people felt that way as well. And so far, it hasn't happened that way, whether it's a headband issue or whether Ben's a little bit older and not quite as active, or I know in a situation like Detroit, when you've got so many good, talented, experienced players, even great defenders like Ben Wallace play better within a system. So I'm not sure if Chicago is putting too much pressure on Ben. And we had that a little bit in Philadelphia where guys would kind of let guys go and then depend on Theo Ratliff or some of our shot blockers to take care of it. So I'm a little surprised at Chicago not taking care of business.
Talking with Tom McCullough from the 76ers, the color man, and boy, it has to be tough on you personally because you're traveling every couple days around the NBA. Let me ask you this. I asked you this a week ago in person. Why doesn't the NBA have, sort of like baseball, have a series where they have 2 and 3 games? It would take a little pressure off the players in terms of constantly being in the air. I mean, it's one thing when you're 5'8". It's another thing when you're 7 feet tall and you're cramming into an airplane. Why doesn't the NBA do that? Then it builds a sense of the sort of heightened awareness, the big event culture that sports is becoming.
No, it's certainly a valid point. I mean, it's kind of strange when you go to L.A. and you play the Clippers at Staples Center, and then it'll be a few months before you come back and play the Lakers in the exact same building. And so logistically, it seems strange. And I don't know if it's just an event and they want to make it, one game where you go and market the stars of each team and people don't want to come and see those people right away. They want to see fresh new faces. I don't know if it's attention span of a sports fan these days, but in terms of the travel, even though we do take a lot of trips and we don't do like baseball where we play series, the charter planes are quite comfortable, so it's not like we're crammed into a tiny little airplane. So they do take care of the guys in terms of comfort, so they make it as good as possible. And you make a good argument. I just haven't I don't know if the things are ever going to change the way that the scheduling is done.
I think it would be better for the NBA, and not to say that David Stern isn't a master marketer, but that's just one suggestion. If you eliminate one road trip, just because instead of playing one game, you're playing two or three, one road trip every couple of weeks, that's got to help the players and maybe the caliber of play, and also just the focus on particular teams, particular matchups. And that's where I think the fun is, when it's mano a mano and you look at the matchups of a team. Let's look at some teams that are doing well that are a little bit surprising. We talked with Rick Bucher from ESPN the magazine yesterday about Grant Hill and how he could have taken a television career, how he could have taken the easy way out. Here's Rick Bucher.
You look at Grant Hill, he gets paid no matter what. And the arduous effort that he had to make to come back, not to be a superstar anymore, but simply to be a functional player, a contributing player, really reflects the love for the game. It's easy for all of us to say, well, you know what, he should play hard, he should train to get back from injuries, because look at all the money he's making. The reality is, how many people who win the lottery, essentially, they quit their job or they decide, you know what, I don't want to work anymore. Well, Grant Hill is the type of guy who essentially won the lottery, had absolutely no reason to continue working, and he did it strictly, worked his way through the type of injuries that a lot of us would never dream of trying to come back and play on the NBA level through. He did exactly that, and so for all of the success stories that you might find in the NBA, for me, a guy like Grant Hill, who has persevered simply to come back and play and contribute, not necessarily win a ring, I don't know that Orlando's going to do that, but simply to come back and play and on some level earn his money, to me, that's as admirable as it gets.
Tom McCullough, who is the Grant Hill, if you will, on the Philadelphia 76ers?
I gotta go with Kyle Korver, somebody that just loves to play. And when the new balls were issued by David Stern, I think everyone was given one, and Kyle Korver kind of took that to heart. He worked out every day with that ball, just getting the touch, getting the feel. As a 3-point shooter, little changes like that could really throw you off. But I think he loves to play basketball and wants to win and does the little things that he can help this team. And he's been, at one point, he was the leading scorer off the bench in the NBA and was a big part of the Sixers jumping out to a 3-0 lead. And I think we're something like 12-2 when Kyle Korver scores over 20 points. So when he does well, we do well.
What does the team do? Because, you know, we've talked with Vinny Del Negro. You know, you get a sense of what the criteria are that the team uses to evaluate talent and the intangibles. What are the 76ers doing to look for that kind of commitment, that kind of intense family that we began this show talking about that gives the team the edge even when things are down, you know, they have that character?
Well, they're obviously doing everything they can, watching every game, taking it to practice every day. They just decided to send Lewis Williams and Bobby Jones to the developmental league to get them some game time experience, because there's nothing like being thrown into the fire. So you're making moves as best you can. You're kind of stuck with contracts and with players. There's not a whole lot you can do. I mean, obviously you can make trades, but you want to evaluate what you have and think, what can I do to make this basketball team better with the guys that we have, or to make moves. And so they're very involved in trying to get the most out of this basketball team within the limitations that they have.
Todd, I've watched the Suns, and I am just in love with their new brand, you know, this running offensive style, and Rick Bucher agrees that maybe surprisingly the offensive side of the game has become more important, and that teams are looking for guys that are more mobile, shorter players as well. Is that part of the problem with Ben Wallace, that he's part of an older culture and that the NBA is now going towards more all-around players?
I think that affects some players. I try and imagine myself whether I'd be able to keep up in today's game if I was healthy. I don't think Ben Wallace falls into that category. I think he does fine getting up and down the floor and moving laterally and things like that. But definitely as players get older, you may see guys not being able to stay as long, but at the same time, guys like Robert Horry and guys getting close to their 40s still getting the job. But the game definitely is changing, and you're seeing a lot more players come in, whereas I think at first players felt like the European players wouldn't be able to keep up in an NBA-style basketball. And every year you see more and more Europeans with great athleticism and great height and great skills coming and making NBA rosters. There's more and more players all the time. So certainly if guys want to make an NBA team and stay there, you got to put your track shoes on and keep up. I mean, teams have fallen in love with the style of play that Phoenix has done. Toronto's trying to be trying to do the same thing and play that up and down game, and there's a lot of teams that are going to that, but you have to still be able to stop teams. You're not going to be able to outscore them every night,
especially in the playoffs. And my criticism for the Suns is simply that they've got to have that kind of strength, especially in the playoffs, so when a guy drives the lane, they can take him down. They can rebound. They can be physical in the middle when they have to. Not all the time, but when they have to. And speaking of Orlando and Grant Hill, what about Dwight Howard and what he has done for that team? Sort of the reemergence, maybe out of the confidence he saw when he compared himself with the other members on that world team.
Dwight Howard is an amazing individual. He's a great guy. He's got no ego at all, and he's a man child out there, and it's just great to see his progression and his confidence. And we played them early and actually had a little bit of success against Orlando by double and triple teaming Dwight Howard, and it really bothered him that he wasn't sure exactly how to handle. I mean, we spent the whole shoot around looking at ways to stop him, because like you said, Grant Hill is a great player, not to focus that offense with Jameer Nelson and Dwight Howard. So if we were able to stop Dwight Howard, we had a chance to win the game, which ended up working. So now Dwight Howard has gone and worked on how do I pass out of a triple team, how do I react better to the situations, and Orlando has gone on a tear. And so other teams look at the success that we had in that situation, but Dwight Howard wants to be better in terms of reacting, and he's just so physical and so strong and has a great nose for the game. So if he stays healthy, he's going to be one of the greats.
Talking with Tom McCullough from the Philadelphia 76ers, radio man, and let's talk in our last couple minutes about the Knicks. And if you were management there, would you have hired Isaiah Thomas and put you on the spot here? I mean, just because a guy is a charismatic person, just because he's bright, just because he was one of the great players in the history of the NBA, do you think he was the right choice? It's easy to say that he wasn't, but what would you have done in that situation?
Oh, that's a tough one. I know Isaiah a little bit from a couple of training camps, and I like Isaiah a lot, and I can't answer that question. I just don't know enough about being a general manager, and I feel like he's doing the best job he can. And
well, what are the Knicks missing?
I think they're missing some leadership. It appears that way. I mean, they've got their so-called stars and Stephon Marbury and Steve Francis, and those guys don't seem to have been producing. You've got some young guys that want to play hard, similar to how the Bulls were a couple of years ago. You got great effort, you got great intensity, but bad decision making, bad shot selection. I mean, I love Nate Robinson; he's a UW guy, but you can't try and throw the ball off the ground and dunk it in a basketball game, just knowing that this is a game situation and keeping the concentration all the way through. So I think they had some serious contracts that they were kind of locked into and couldn't move, and they need a lot of things.
Okay, well, let's move on to the Celtics then. And, getting a little bit more of a feel, we've covered a lot of Southern and Western teams. What about the Celtics and how they're doing this year?
They seem to be doing okay. Apparently there was a little bit of a blow-up between Wally Szczerbiak and Doc Rivers. But Paul Pierce, that's the team that's missing some things as well. I mean, Paul Pierce is their best scorer, their best rebounder, sometimes their best assist man, and they seem to be missing some of the inside presence that a lot of teams are missing. So the Celts want to play the basketball and don't end up playing for 48 minutes. So they're in the same division as us, and they're a half game back, as everybody seems to be locked at about 5-9 right now.
I'm talking with Tom McCullough from the Philadelphia 76ers. You know, Tom, one of the things I always think about is how rare it is to find a player who had supreme talent like a Michael Jordan or an Isaiah Thomas who can build in that culture of leadership to the other players, because they're so powerful, they're so strong in their influence on the team that the players, even though they're not playing anymore, the players on the team look to them for the leadership, and it doesn't happen from within the team. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Todd McCullough from the 76ers about more things around the NBA and some final thoughts on what's going on in the next month. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-50-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-50-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-50-GO-WIN. Call now.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
Welcome back to Ed Gaines Radio on Sirius Satellite. Tomorrow's show, we're going to have ESPN's Tom Jackson talk about what's going on in the NFL and also some of his insights into what jacked up and those other things we see on the big screen, if you will, of professional sports due to younger athletes. And we'll also be joined by Dominique Dawes, the great gymnast, talk about some things that she's up to as well. But getting back to the NBA, the Mavericks, the Warriors, the Suns are now hot after a slow start. Utah, who's the team, Todd, that you believe is the biggest, the most likely team to continue to be consistent and have a shot at the end?
I think Utah. I think they're, you know, that's not a flash in the pan. They struggled a little bit recently with injuries, and now they've got all their lineup back. And I love the interior passing they have. Carlos Boozer's emerged as one of the dominant big men, and Kirilenko is obviously multi-talented on the offensive end, blocking shots on the defensive end. Matt Harpring has filled in nicely there, and this is a team that's well-coached, and Coach Sloan has been there forever, and he has a system. And then these guys play within the system, then that gets you open shots, and then with their creativity and their intelligence, they're able to make plays. So Utah is a team that I think is going to do some big things this year.
Okay, finally, we always try to focus on who are the great coaches that make it happen. Here's Rick Bucher about the Mavericks and the Warriors.
Yeah, well, in both of those cases, you have coaches with different styles. In the case of Avery Johnson with the Mavericks, those guys believe in him because he's got a ring on his finger. And I think this points to what Seth was saying. You need two things to believe in a coach. You have to believe that he can make you better, and you have to believe that he can get you where you want to go, and that he knows more, as much or more about the game than you do. And that's, I see it all the time with coaches who they go out there. The example of Mike Montgomery preceding Don Nelson with the Golden State Warriors. Mike Montgomery came out of college. He was in college for 25 years, and he tried to get up to speed with the NBA.
What he's saying is Don Nelson came in and knew what had to be done. Tom McCullough, thanks for joining us, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll be following you and checking in with you in a couple weeks, see how Philly's doing in the rest of the NBA East. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Tom McCullough from the 76ers. Thanks for listening to Ed Gaines Radio. Check out headgainsradio.com for all the highlights. We'll see you tomorrow.